It is the Just to Win Show, episode 115, Silver Sound and Live Unsigned.
You're listening to Recharged Radio.
Independent radio for independent music from the oldest big city in the world, or so he claims. Broadcasting on rechargeradio.com and podcasting at the justinwayneshow.com. Can you guess? Yes, that's right, folks. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
That's right, it is Justin Wayne, and we have a very special show for you this evening. We have a couple of special guests, we have a couple of special songs, and we have a couple of special times for me to say special. We're just going to kick right off into the tunes right now, because we have Dan from Recharge Radio, who is back in the States, in Philadelphia, with the Network's Silver Sound Showcase series, and I also have Elizabeth Wood, who's waiting to speak to us in the second hour, about liveunsigned.com. So two very exciting things. Right now we're going to listen to a very fantastic song Alex sent to us from the new subs at Recharge Radio this month. I heard it in the first about 3 or 4 seconds of this song and knew I had to play it on this show this week. It is by a band which I sort of took to heart because my name is Justin. It's J's for Days. So the artist is called. This is the song Dreamers Are the First to Die. You can find them on Facebook or right here on the Justin Wayne Show here on Recharge Radio.
Young man dreams of escape through a hole in the sky. Father knows best, so we taught him to fly. With wings made of wax, strapped onto their backs, they went out and they gave it a try. The wind was strong and it carried them along the shore. But the boy with the dream wanted something more. As he flew toward the sun, his wings came undone and he fell like a stone.
Dreamers are the first ones to die. If I was bold enough, I would follow you forever, boy. Darling, please rescue me. Take me out.
For a couple of reasons, I wanted to play them. One of the reasons is if you go onto YouTube and search for that, they were that band that did played the song on the New York subway with all their iPhones, and they were like, one of them was singing into an iPhone, one of them was playing guitar on an iPhone, and all that stuff. That song is called "Take Me Out." The band is called Atomic Tom, and they're on quasi-major label now. And the other reason I wanted to play them is just to sort of point out that being on a major label doesn't mean you get huge airplay and millions of dollars. I mean, they had their instruments stolen, which is why they did the iPod, iPhone thing. And there were a bunch of people saying, "Oh yeah, the record label will buy them." Instruments and stuff like that, but the record labels, the bands, they don't have the money to do that anymore. So I mean, obviously I would imagine that at some point the record label fronted them to get instruments to continue the tour, but there was a point where they didn't have instruments, it didn't have any money to buy them, because no matter if you're on a major label or a small label or an independent label or any music sort of, I think any business in general at the moment is quite tight. So support your musician no matter what. Don't discriminate major and minor labels, unless it's that TV show more or less known as the X Factor, then just don't listen to them at all. Because, guys, X Factor this year, really awful. Shockingly bad, I have to say. I watched a couple of episodes, and there was no one in the top 10 that was anywhere near decent. I don't care. I don't care what you say. Get upset with me. Justin@rechargeradio.com. Tell me I'm wrong, but it was shockingly awful. And the worst thing about it was that Simon was like, "Oh yeah, you were great." Ooh. What? What happened to the evil Simon that used to just rip apart people? He was even nice to Wagner. Really? Oh, I just found it shocking. Right, this will lift your spirits. It's a fun song. It's by a band that was sent to me by Paul Lane of UnplugTheJukebox.com, which is now UnplugTheJukebox.com. Fantastic stuff. And they moved over from WordPress, so go check him out. He has a music blog. He does interviews and always has good stuff there. So check him out. This is The Lost Boys. I believe they're from down there in that Southampton area where Paul Lane and Nick Tan live. But this is, once again, it's The Lost Boys. Speaking of X Factor and Christmas singles, this is a song called "I Don't Want to Be a Christmas Single." I need to do that. Here on the Justin Reed Show. Right, that was a bit of fun. Still a bit of fun. I have another bit of fun for you. This was just sent across. Randy, of the sort of manager of Titty Bingo, sent me this and said, "I've heard these guys. I got in touch with them. You have to play it." He didn't say, "Yeah, I had to." He said, "Would you like to play them?" It was all he said, and so I listened to it. Fantastic. But also a great big bit of fun. So if you don't like fun in your music, just fast forward. But if you do, and I think you do because you listen to this show, this is a band. They're from some Spanish-sounding place in New Mexico. I'll look it up in a minute. They're called The Imperial Rooster. This is from their album Old Good Poor Crazy Dead. And this is a song called Pig Fork.
Well, what do you need when you eat a pig? You need a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you do if that pig's too big? You get a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you come to my house, well, you better not touch my pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's gotta be sharp, and if I use it too much, well, it's a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's long and shiny and it's made out of brass. And if you try to take them, I'll kick your ass. One thing gets me through a hell of a meal. When I put it in my hand, you can hear them squeal. Well, what do you need when you eat a pig? You need a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you do if that pig's too big? You get a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you come to my house, well, you better not touch my pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's gotta be sharp, and if I use it too much, well, it's a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I keep it in my pocket right next to my thigh. If I get too close, you get poked in the eye. Stick it in a socket, get electrified. I like my pork cracklings deep fried. Well, in my waistband going down the water slide, it's a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I keep it on my person when I go outside. Well, it's a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's long and skinny like the legs of a stork. It's a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna reach across the table and snag your pork with my pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's long and shiny and it's made out of brass. And if you try to take them, I'll kick your ass. One thing gets me through a hell of a meal. When I put it in my hand, you can hear them squeal. There's
only two people in this world that can touch my pig fork, and she's in rehab.
What do you need when you eat a pig? You need a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you do if that pig's too big? You get a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you come to my house, well, you better not touch my pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gotta be sharp, and if I use it too much, well, it's a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then it's a pig fork. Well, it's a pig fork.
Pig
well, it's a pig fork. Big fork, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's a pig, 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 pig.
Oh, are they calling me? Fantastic, isn't it? Yes. You can find them on Reverb Nation. They have songs up there. And it's just fantastic stuff. They just released that album. And love it. Love it. And we're going to be hearing more from those guys in the future because I have a couple more songs of theirs. I think I have that. Actually, they sent me the whole album. So brilliant stuff. We'll be hearing more from the Imperial Rooster in days and weeks to come. So, yes. Thanks, guys. I was going to say something profound, and I've completely forgot what it was. So I think we're just going to press on. This one was sent to me via, I think it's the manager, their PR company. They've been very, very nice, very nice to me, which is I like it when people are nice to me. So I've and it's a great song, great music. These guys, it's Casey Abrams and the Mysterious Strangers, and they're probably listening right now. So hello, guys. Great to have you along. The album is called Oh You Kid, and this song is called It Rained Every Day Since They Closed Down the Zoo. And I have to say, that's one of my favorite song titles of recent memory. It's rained every day since I closed down the zoo, right here on The Justin Wayne Show. Recharge Radio.
Since they closed down the zoo, the cages are empty, the carousel's through. What else did I hear? Well, they got the fare too, and I got a whole book of tickets. What good did that do? I got a whole book of tickets. What good did that do? I got a whole book of tickets. And the circus left town, and the ballpark came down, and they to the arcade. They tore down the gazebo and they drained out the pool. I got a whole book of tickets. What good did that do? I got a whole book of tickets. What good did that do? And I saved a whole book of tickets, but I got nothing.
Engine pounding. still, oh, we are barely here. Alone with our thoughts, alone with our thoughts. Oh, we are submariners, submariners. Breathe, dive, breathe, dive, dive, dive. Breathe, dive, breathe.
Well, that is some fantastic stuff there. And if you listened last week, I did a replay because I liked it so much, and because there was just absolutely no time last week for me to do a new show. So big apologies to you who listened last week in live. Sorry I couldn't be with you. But that was Bernadette Bentley, and she was the one that we missed out on a couple of weeks, well, last week and then a month ago, when we did the Musicians Clinic show, and she was there and she did stuff. So she's been working on that and has sent it along to us, and I love that track. It's fantastic. You can find her at BernadetteBentley.com, and she has free downloads there if you want to check it out and listen and see what she's got. Art, she's a fantastic artist as well. So lots of interesting stuff there for you. Right. Well, we have two guests, of course. Elizabeth from Live Unsigned, who's going to be with us a little bit later. And in just a moment, after this next song, we're going to hear it from Mr. Dan Isaac, who is a Recharge Radio presenter but has moved to Philadelphia. And we're going to talk to him about some stuff that he's been getting involved with, including the Philly Music Network Silver Sound Showcase series. In just a moment. Right now, we're going to play another sort of acoustic song. This album has just been released. It is called Crazy Beautiful. Get it for your friends and family for Christmas. It's a fantastic album. It's by a man called Ten Sheds, tensheds.com. This is Angel of London. Little jangly piano for you on the Justin White Show.
Hold down my hand and I feel yours, and it's warm to the touch. Never did I want it, never thought I'd feel like this. Always thought it'd be too much. Oh, my head's a whirlwind, it's a storm. Yeah, it's raging, tearing at my soul now. Oh, my heart, time I just gave in. Maybe I'm crazy for loving you. Maybe I'm some kind of fool. Angel of London, you came my way to rescue. Lost out, out in the dark, didn't know which way to turn. So I followed the stream down to the lake. There I just sat and waited. Some kind of fool. Angel of London, you came my way to rescue me, rescue me. Oh, for loving you. Maybe I'm some kind of fool. Angel of London, you came my way to rescue me, to rescue me. Oh, to rescue me, to rescue me.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 free singles. 12 days of Christmas. Not just that, it's going to be 12 songs of Christmas. Here at Recharge Radio, we're going to be bringing you 12 songs this year, starting on Christmas Day. It's a little present to you in your digital stocking. So do you want 12 songs from 12 independent artists that get played on Recharge Radio all the time? I know you do. So head over to rechargeradio.com and subscribe to the 12 Songs of Christmas. You can do that as a podcast in iTunes. You can subscribe to it via email or anything else you can subscribe to an RSS feed with. If nothing else, just subscribe to it via email. It comes in your email box every day, but make sure you download those files before the 7th of January, because that's when they're all coming down. The best way to do that is to get subscribed as soon as you can. It's the 12 Songs of Christmas from Recharge Radio.
So as promised, we have brought someone back from Recharge who's been a little bit silent. He's been a little bit silent on the airwaves recently, but has still been around, supporting us, helping us, fanning us while we eat our grapes and such things from afar, because Dan has moved from London to Philadelphia. And so, hello, Dan. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm doing okay, thank you. It's good to be back on, actually.
Oh, good. Well, it's a little different because you don't have Jordan here speaking 100 miles an hour. I'll try and at least speak sort of fast so you can, you know, keep up.
Well, I'm used to that. I'm used to that kind of frequency. So it's gonna be different.
Yeah. And if I've been, yeah. Anyway, but yes. So how have things been? How was your settling in the new country, the new world? How has that been going for you after your long boat ride across and things?
It's actually very good. Yeah. You know what's great about Philadelphia is it's the old part of the new world, which is nice. So my house is just as old as the house was in England, and the streets look like Brighton, and it's a beautiful place actually, with a lot of very interesting people. So you know, we're settling in good. Thank you.
You're sort of settling into the Philadelphia music scene as well over there, which is sort of why we have you on tonight.
Absolutely. I've been digging and diving and trying to get in with some big shots and big wigs and music metropolitan musicians and maestros and production engineers, and I've really been sort of going around actually talking to a lot of people, and I've turned up at this music awards showcase thing, which we might be talking about in a few minutes. And yes, it's a very interesting time in Philadelphia for music. They've got lots of things that don't really come out in the UK, lots of different styles like southern rock styles, and which just, you know, only the few various bands that do break out, but it's a good time.
Yeah. And I don't even know exactly what your musical background has been, because you were in a huge band in London for quite a while, just for no one else's sake in the entire world, for my sake, Dan, what is your musical background?
Well, I've been into quite successful bands over the past five, six, 7 years. And first one was The Crucible, which was basically a neo-prog band. So that was very good. But after that demise of that band, I was in We the Faceless, which was more or less an early 90s style grunge band, which really we were trying to bring the music back. And we toured all over Europe, and it was we had a good time. So as far as the playing goes, that's my music background, but I'm also quite adequate with the knobs too, and did a lot of production and sort of studio and live production as well over my time. So yeah, that was my history. And then I was picked up by Recharged to do a little bit of presenting, a little bit of production for some of the shows, Recharged. So I don't know if anyone remember Marco Peroni's show. I produced that, produced some of the Friday Forums shows, and I produced some of the chart shows and that kind of thing.
I have to say, we miss you over here. We do.
I miss you guys over there. Yeah,
but we're glad that you're still doing stuff, Recharge. Obviously, you've stuck your toe in the water with the Silver Sound Group. Tell us about this. And it sounds like you've, I was reading this press release that you sent around about the Philly Music Network Silver Sound Series music contest, and you've got us slated as one of the prizes, as an interview on the radio. So tell us about how you've worked that out and what's going on.
Well, I just I had actually heard of this. I was on a mailing list. I was being spammed by the Silver Sound Audio Production Group, which is a production company, I suppose, that was devised by this guy Kevin Frank, who I can tell you about a little bit more in a minute. But I was being spammed by them, and eventually I thought, oh my goodness, maybe I should go to one of their events. And so I turned up to this Philly Music Network Silver Sound Showcase Series. I turned up to one of their events, and it was it's more or less a showcase, music showcase, which they take the best of Philly's bands at the moment. Hence, they're actually selected as well. It's not just a anyone can come kind of job, and they really want to try and get industry recognition for up-and-coming bands. It really is on the same direction as how Recharged works, and really trying to champion new bands. So because we were traveling the same paths as it were, we got talking, and I thought it would be very of interest to them as well, is to maybe offer whoever wins the competition some airplay on the radio. But it turns out that actually some of the bands are good enough. Even the winner might, even if you're not the winner, they might get some airplay too. So yeah.
sort of like X Factor, how the not just the top X Factor contestant gets famous.
Well,
do I have to compare it to X Factor? Sorry, I didn't.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's far cooler, far grimier than X Factor, I think. And although I was lucky enough to on the first of the shows that I went to, I was lucky enough to be invited to be one of the judges. And I like three of the other four judges. I like two of the other four judges. Marked the scores out of 10 when it said very clearly at the top scores should be out of 5. So we didn't do too well on that. Yes.
Oh, is that a GCSE or SAT thing?
It's this thing about read the whole exam paper before you start, kind of thing. And sure. I never ever really did that, but so this this was all the brainchild of Kevin Frank, and he initially was the drummer of a band called Silvertide, which actually a lot of you might have heard. They've been quite big. They've sold hundreds of thousands of records around the world, and they've toured with Aerosmith and Foo Fighters and Green Day and all those kinds of people. But he's a Philly guy, and he's always done production. He's always done engineering since he was a kid. And the band sort of disbanded in 2008, like 85% of bands do, unfortunately. And he's like, oh, what am I going to do? Well, he sets up a production company. And, he's got their own studios, rehearsal studios, recording studios. They've got a big client base. And this is what he's doing now. So he decides to give back a little bit and get some recognition for some of the younger acts out there. If anyone's interested in Silver Sound, actually, you can just go on to silversoundaudio.com and just see what they're doing, and they've got some of their recordings on there too.
Well, that must be where this sort of network idea came from, because he's got sort of a music network on the Silver Sound Audio website already, doesn't he?
Absolutely. Yes, exactly. There's a whole network of bands and artists. And I mean, there's one of the judges that was actually on the last showcase was a gentleman called Jim Fetzer. He's an entertainment production a guru as well in the local area, does everything from sort of bring up and coming bands into the forefront and to you know, tour and stage management. But there's like a very tight-knit community of production and music industry people in Philly at the moment. And what seems to be nice about it, there's very few egos here. I haven't been I'm not saying that there aren't, but I haven't been exposed to that yet, and I haven't been. Nobody have I spoke to who has not wanted to speak to me, or has kind of either thought because I work in radio that I'm too good to be spoken to. So it's really quite a nice atmosphere in the music scene at the moment here. Yeah.
Well, I suppose I wonder if that's Philly, or I wonder if that's just because the sort of musical industry playing field has been much leveler in recent years, especially this year in particular, I suppose, with EMI going, well, almost belly up, not quite yet, but I would imagine that'll happen soon in the new year.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, that's possible. It's possible everyone's a little bit, on edge, I suppose. Everybody's a little bit like uncertain about the future, so you don't want to burn any bridges before they're built. I mean, that could be possible, but so this event's going to be happening on the 18th of December at a place called the World Cafe in Philly, and it's a very, very good venue. There's lots of cool bands that have played there, I'm going to do the boring stuff. There's the list of bands. I'm going to go through the list of bands that are actually in the final.
That's
here.
So not boring. That's brilliant. No, who's in the boring final? and the list of final is.
I'm going to go through the list. And what I've done. This is great. This is great. I instead of giving you a biography of the bands, which is a little bit dull sometimes, I've asked them for quotes, and then I'm just going to recite the quote, and you can actually think of what you might of those bands. So the first band is Woodland Ave. I think they're supposed to be Woodland Avenue, but they abbreviate it, so I shall pronounce it Woodland Ave. And the quote that I've got from them is, from Caucasian Asian to Woodland Ave, music is what we love. Music is what we are here for.
Nice. Yeah, you write that on a Hallmark card, I think.
Yeah. So I mean, they've got all the MySpaces and blah blah blah, all that kind of stuff. And I think they're a good band. They're a little bit they're very raw, very new. They need a lot of money plumbed into them, I think. The next one I have here is the John Salomon Band, and they're an interesting band, actually. They're kind of riff based and kind of 3/4-y early 90s Pearl Jammy, maybe. They're kind of cool. Okay, so I've got here the quote I've got for them is, our band is lost in a broad spectrum of rock. We don't try to write a certain way nor style. And then I edited it there because actually the quote was a page long. So the listener has a different reference, and they'll compare us to their own sounds. Here we go. So that's the quote that I've got from them. And johnsalomonband.com. Yeah, so they're kind of good. We might even be playing one of their tracks a bit later. Is that great? Yeah,
we Jordan? Will. No,
good.
Don't call me Jordan.
I did call you Jordan. See, there we go. Sorry about that.
I take it as a compliment.
I'm a creature of habit, you know?
Yeah. It's all right.
That's okay. Then we've got Wizard Eye. Now, Wizard Eye are an interesting... I would even go as far as to say anomaly in the new band group of Philadelphia. Now, they're born-bred Philadelphians, but it's a little bit... They say that they were created in 2007, but they've got over 20 years' worth of playing experience each. And the tracks that they've got on their pages seem to be from the 70s. So I'm a little bit confused about that. But anyway, sounds great. Really good kind of stoner rock. Lots of Big Muff riffs and, you know, Caius and Queens of the Stone Age type stuff. So really, really good band. The quote that they've given me is not one of their quotes at all. It's from a different band called the MC5. I don't know if you've heard of this. It says here, I hear a lot of talk by a lot of honkies sitting on a lot of money telling me that they're high society. They're not. We're high society. There we go. Okay, so that's from them. And then the last band that we've got playing is the Parachuting Apostles. Now, I really think this is a band to keep an eye out for. They are hot stuff. This is the only one I've seen live so far. And they, not many bands really sparked my attention before I've listened to their music on CD and then gone to see them live, but these guys really did. Didn't give me a quote at all, so I'm afraid I'm not going to do one of the quotey things.
Mystery.
I know, but they really are. I mean, to describe them, early 90s grunge with Black Crowesy kind of vocal, I suppose. But what's interesting about these guys, they use harmonicas a lot and they use saxophones, and I love saxophones, so yeah. That's all good. But seriously, riff-tastic, really, really good, big riffs. And I think we might even possibly get one of their songs in as well at some point.
Let's do it. Yeah.
So, that's the Philly Music... What is it called? The Philly Music Network Silver Sound Showcase Series. Yeah, that's... Yeah. That's about what's going on. So, I think I'll do it. You know, I'll go down and maybe speak to some of the bands there. And
so you're not a judge for the final, huh?
I haven't been told officially, but I haven't been told that I am a judge for the final, which I hope I am, actually. It would be quite good. Yeah.
Cool. Mm. Well, thanks, Dan, from Chopper 5 over Philadelphia. About the indie music scene, So you're gonna come back on in the new year and tell us about how it went, and we're gonna interview the band that won, and get some of their music on the show.
Exactly, that's exactly what we're gonna do. You know, I'm gonna come back on, give you a little bit of a rundown. If there's, you know, some good live recordings coming from it, I may even try and convince Jordan to do an edited stream of the actual gig. It would be cool, wouldn't it?
That would be cool.
So I'm gonna see how that goes. But definitely gonna come on in the new year, let you know what's going on with what's happening in Philly in the future too. I don't know if anybody knows what a juggalo is. Do you know what a juggalo is?
I don't know. I know what a gigolo is. I don't know what a juggalo is.
A juggalo. Right. Well, actually, I'm going to be doing a feature in the new year about juggalos. And I'll leave it to you.
Leave it to Google. Google Instant.
Cool.
Which I sort of feel like is instant coffee. It's to regular brewed coffee. But that's another discussion for another time.
What's funny about Google Instant is that so many things come up that you hadn't wanted to come up before you actually finished typing.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much for coming on, Dan, and telling us about this. So it's silversoundaudio.com. It's the 18th of December. It's at the World Cafe.
World Cafe Live. It's actually called the World Cafe Live.
Okay.
The venue, yes,
in Philadelphia somewhere,
in smack in the middle of Philly.
All right, just right in the middle. Okay,
right, just right in the middle. If you drew a circle, it would be right there in the middle.
Perfect. So go see Dan down there if you're in Philadelphia. If you're listening for the first time, hello.
Hello.
Go see Dan on Saturday and hang out with him. He's the guy that has a weird accent.
And I'll be wearing I've just bought myself my first tailored suit. So I should be wearing. Indeed, yes.
Nice. So,
Yeah,
I got it. Job interviews and such things?
No. It's a tweed mod suit, which I got made for me when I was in England last, and I have to say, it is brill. So I should be wearing my. I'll be the one in tweed.
Oh, do you have a cane as well?
No, I do have an umbrella. Ooh. That is a brown umbrella that will go with it quite well. But I'm not going to wear. I'm not going to take my umbrella with me. That'll be a bit. No.
The Philly people will be like, "What are you doing? What's going on? It's snowy outside. This is not London. You do not use an umbrella with snow in America."
No. No, I'll probably be wearing a North Face jacket over the top of it. Or something, mate. Yeah.
Good. Well, right now we're going to play. We'll play the John Solomon Band now, and then after the John Solomon Band, we'll play the Parachuting Apostles because of your high recommendation.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I'd really, really love to hear what people think about these two because, they're a little bit different to what's being played in the UK and stuff at the moment. So send me an email, send Justin an email, and I'd love to hear really what everyone's thinking about this.
So. Yeah. So if you are in Philadelphia, you want to get in touch with Dan, it's dan@rechargeradio.com, and I'm Justin at rechargeradio.com. And thanks again, Dan.
No worries. Thank you, Justin.
And once again, this is well, why don't you introduce this track, Dan, since I actually don't have the name of the track in front of me, and I bet you do.
I do, indeed. Yeah, well, this is the John Solomon Band, and the track is Forever There.
I wanna breathe in the taste of all I know. Recharged Radio.
Once again, that is Parachuting Apostles. Theparachutingapostles.com is where you find them. You also find them 18th of December at the World Lounge Live in Philadelphia, down there with Dan in his tweed suit and all that sort of fancy stuff for the Philly Music Network's Silver Sound Series Showcase. Head over to silversoundaudio.com and find out more about that. If you're in the Philadelphia area, please do go check. Do go check that out. That does wrap up the first hour of the show. We're going to be back in a few minutes' time with the second hour of the show with our lovely guest Elizabeth Wood and Live Unsigned. We'll see you in a moment.
Independent radio for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. Studio@rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.